Kickstarter is a feature, not a bug, right? And they're trying to foment this on both sides. So they're telling the Arabs that, hey, you know, the Jews are killing you, and look here what they did in Gaza, and isn't this terrible? They bombed a hospital, there was children there, and you know, whatever. And you know, some of that is true. And then they say to the Jews, oh, look at these Arabs, they're chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which, by the way, means all of you need to die or go somewhere else. And so, you know, the Jews look at that and say, oh my goodness, they want to eliminate us from the face of the earth. What barbarians. And so, you know, there's legitimate things that are being said on all sides. And if you don't look at the other side, what I'm trying to say here is we are being manipulated on a massive scale. And if you put yourself in the position of somebody who is only getting one side of the propaganda, right? You're a Ukrainian, you're a Jew in Israel, you're an Arab in Gaza, and all you're seeing is that one side of the story. You don't understand that the other side of the border or whatever is getting a totally different propaganda narrative, and they're also seeing horrible images of dead women and children. They're also being told that these people want to kill you. They're also being told that these people are savages and barbarians. You know, we need to stop for a minute and recognize, wait, first of all of these people are created in the image of God. That's what the Bible teaches us. We need to stop dehumanizing other people. It's just That's really dangerous.
Very important statement, yes.
Are you ready to take control of your health in today's toxic world? Look no further. Masterpiece is here, setting the gold standard for holistic detoxification. Masterpiece, the natural master binder, features nanosize zeolites combined with marine plasma nutrition. And here's the groundbreaking news. In initial trial results, users have experienced an astonishing 70% removal of toxins after just 60 days of use. Say goodbye to forever chemicals and heavy metals. Masterpiece is a game changer, efficiently capturing graphene oxide, arsenic, mercury, and over 85 other heavy metals. Not to mention, it tackles forever chemicals like microplastics and PFAS, a group of over 4,700 man-made chemicals lurking in everyday products. Users are reporting incredible benefits: more energy, heightened mental clarity, and better sleep. One user happily exclaimed, "The mental fog is just gone." And the best part, Masterpiece is affordable. For just $52.99, you get a 2-month supply that can transform your life. Visit sarahwessel.com under shop or click the link below to grab yours today. Don't keep this breakthrough to yourself. Spread the word to family and friends. Masterpiece is not just a product, it's a life changer. Act fast and get yours today at sarahwessel.com or with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Alex Newman coming back to the program. He's just dynamite. We're going to talk about zoom out. Look at what these wars are all about, what they're really, the agendas are. And we're living in fifth generation warfare. And so they have gotten really good at manipulating us. And it's hard not to get sucked in because we actually kind of have to a little bit just to stop the atrocities. But then we don't want to get sucked in beyond that to take away our freedoms and the other BSs that they have planned for us. So we have to be able to look past what their overall agendas are and realize that this is one big divide and conquer scheme. And, you know, it's like two kids fighting on a playground, and we want to stop the war. We want to stop the killing. We want to stop the abuses while not getting sucked in further to take away our freedoms and be co-opted, you know, have our minds and our hearts and our countries co-opted and lose our freedoms, because that's their ultimate goal. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how they're going to do that from a financial perspective, how they're going to track and watch everything we do and what that does to our psyche and what that does to the human spirit. And it's very serious. And then we're going to talk about homeschooling and how that's one of the most important ways to solve this, and why, how they're going after our children. Why are they going after our children, and how can we stop that, and how can we, and getting society to understand how important it is that we take control of the educational process of our children and their minds, and how important it is, and not just for the sake of our country, which is very important, but also for the sake of them and their ability to be happier, healthier human beings as they move along in their life. And then how that has an effect on the next generation too, on our grandkids and for future generations.
It'll last a long time if we don't take this seriously. So this is a wonderful conversation with Alex Newman on this. But before I get into this, I want to talk about the Freedom Buying Club. Another thing that is really important is buying locally, buying from within this country to help the country grow, and also getting out of the big box stores, having cleaning supplies that don't poison you, having meat that comes from animals that are pasture raised on no hormones, no antibiotics, with their mothers, stress-free, just really quality products. They have cleaning supplies that are sold to you in bulk. So you'll get like 36 bottles for the price of, two bottles in the store. And so it's actually a huge savings for you as well. Not only will you get better cleaning materials, you'll get products at a lot lower cost. And it's like that across the board because of the fact that things are sold in bulk and it saves costs on them shipping it, and then you mix it and you get all these bottles worth. So it's just amazing. And they have one product called Solumel that I use to get urine off my carpets. I have some area rugs where my loving pets, who I love very much, decided they were going to go because that's what they wanted to do. And to be fair, one of them was only 3 years old and the other one's five. So they did it as they were growing out of being a puppy. But to get that out of an area rug is almost impossible. I've hired two different cleaners that claim they could do it and they couldn't get it out. So then I used the products I got at Freedom Buying Club, and it is the only thing that's worked. It break down the enzymes, break down the urine, and it cleans it. And it's absolutely fantastic. So there are so many great products that I really highly recommend you at least look into it. You can go and you will have a representative talk with you. Go to freedombuyingclub.com and I will have the link below for you, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop and you can find it there as well. But otherwise, freedombuyingclub.com. Okay, let's get into this fantastic conversation with my friend Alex Newman. Hi, Alex. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining. You are an expert on geopolitical situations and what the United Nations are doing, also, and how they're indoctrinating our children, which I want to talk about. But before we get into all that, with World War III seeming to be heating up, what the heck is going on in from your perspective?
Well, we know that the globalists, the evildoers, the deep staters love war because war is, from their perspective, the most useful catalyst for advancing their cause, global tyranny. And that's not just speculation or connecting the dots. That's a fact. We know they put it on paper before. Back in the early 1960s, this U.S. State Department hired a guy called Lincoln Bloomfield to put together a report. It's public record. It's called The World Effectively Controlled by the United Nations. And his task was figure out how to get from where we were, world of relatively sovereign nation states, to where they want to be, a world effectively controlled by the United Nations. And he said the fastest way to do it is to use war, the threat of war, and grave crises sufficient to bring about changes in national attitudes. And that wasn't necessarily some genius insight on his part. They looked at World War I, massive cataclysm, millions dead, cities destroyed, and presto, we have a League of Nations. And World War II, millions dead, cities destroyed, massive carnage, and presto, we have a UN, an IMF, a World Bank, a European Coal and Steel Community, which eventually was built out into the European Union. So they understood that destroying stuff, killing huge numbers of people, totally shaking the social fabric would lead inevitably to globalism if they could steer things in their direction. And so we shouldn't be surprised that the same evildoers and their descendants from the same evil organizations are now pushing for a third world war, whether the flashpoint will be what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, whether it'll be the Jews against the Arabs, whether it'll be the communist Chinese versus the free people of China on Taiwan, really, I think from their perspective is immaterial. Maybe all three at once, because they want a global conflagration. They want enormous numbers of people dead, and so they're fomenting hatred on all sides. They're banging the war drums on all sides, and frankly, I think behind the scenes you have Satan and his minions calling the shots and laughing all the way to the bank. Oh, I bet we can get these guys to really hate the other guys and You know, that's as far as I'm concerned, that's what they're doing. Not because necessarily, you know, what we're being told that Russia, NATO, you know, whatever. I think a lot of these are just pretexts. I think the real goal is to advance the cause of globalism and break down the old order to bring in the new.
And you're right, because when you look at every single major conflict, or actually every single monetary change that's significant, there has been a war or some major military conflict behind the scenes that brings in that chaos that enables them to do what they're trying to do.
That's right. And, you know, this has been understood for a very, very long time. Frederick Bastiat, the French lawmaker and philosopher in the early 1800s, you know, these totalitarians, he explained, are using what he described it as was they're concocting the poison and the antidote in the same laboratory, which is, you know, essentially what they're doing today, right? They'll create the problem, and then they'll pose as saviors to the problem that they created, whether that be, you know, the food crisis that they're engineering right now by waging war on farmers, by shutting down Ukrainian production, concentrating all these resources on war, shutting down energy. I mean, all of these are problems that these evil-doing globalists are creating, and then they're already starting to try to pose as the savior. Oh, no, a food crisis is coming. Well, just give up your freedom and let us have more power, and we'll save you from the food crisis that we've just engineered. And unfortunately, you know, even people who sense that they're being lied to don't know enough about how this is working behind the scenes. They say, oh, yes, please save us from the COVID, from the food crisis, from the geopolitical crisis, whatever it is, right? The war, you know, please take our national sovereignty. Please take control of all the military forces of the world, whatever it takes to make this crisis or this war stop. So they've got this down to a science now. And unfortunately, most people still have not caught on to the mechanism. I mean, they know they're being lied to. They know that evildoers are trying to run the planet, but they don't understand how we're all being manipulated. And that's, of course, critical.
And you have to zoom out, right? You have to zoom out and then not let yourself get emotionally tied to one side or the other. Although each time I could, you know, you get emotionally tied to, if there's a genocide, you just stop, you know, stop the genocide. But you don't want to get emotionally tied so much that when the other side flips and there's bad stuff going on the other side, that you're suddenly not able to see that as well. It's like all of this stuff needs to stop. And then you also don't want them to manipulate you into doing what you're talking about, giving away your freedoms. So how do you suggest that people zoom out and be able to have a calm, rational understanding of this situation, of any situation that we're looking at, from, you know, a war? And these are serious things that are being subjected onto us.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of it is trying to make sure you don't fall for the propaganda, because what they've done here is they've created situations where there's legitimate arguments on every side of all of these issues. Right? Just take the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So Putin says, well, NATO's encroaching on our border, and then Western governments overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. I mean, all that's true.
It is. I know.
They're chopping off private parts from their children. They're promoting it. I mean, all that stuff is true, and all that stuff is totally crazy. And so, you know, he's got a point. But then, you know, the Ukrainians and the European Union said, well, Putin invaded Ukraine and he took over all these territories and he organized sham elections and he's a madman and he's, you know, imprisoning dissidents. And all that is true. And so temptation is, depending on which side of the propaganda you're taking more seriously, is to, you know, cozy up to that one and then ignore everything on the other side. And oh, well, Putin is the savior of civilization and he's going to stop the new world. And there's many conservatives, unfortunately, who've fallen into that trap. I think it's a trap. And on the other side, too, oh, Ukraine, uber alles. You know, this is, we got to support Ukraine. A lot of Republicans in Congress are saying this right now. So they've created a situation where there are seemingly legitimate arguments on all sides so that people can get really emotionally attached to a particular thing. And then, you know, humans have a tendency of doing this. They see what they want to see. They go to the news sources they want to see. But all along, I think all of us are being manipulated in a very, very nefarious way. And it's not necessarily even because we're bad people. You know, people see pictures of what the Russian military did in Ukraine and they're horrified, rightly. I mean, these are people whose houses were destroyed.
Yeah,
it is. And so, you know, we have sympathy for that. We think, well, what if that was my apartment? You know, what if that was my mom? What if that was my son? And so we have to, I think, recognize that we are being manipulated in a very dangerous way. And really, I don't want to sound cold, but you have to try to take the emotion out of it for a minute and just think, all right, what is really going on here? What is the propaganda designed to make me think? What is the propaganda designed to make me feel? How does this advance the cause that I know they're promoting? global tyranny. And what you'll find is if you use those tools of analysis, you'll see it actually fits very neatly into that box pretty much every time.
Well, and I think the important thing is to recognize when there is a genocide and on horrible things, but then not, but try to get that to stop, but then not let it go farther to manipulate you into the next thing. Cause you just want it to stop, right? That's my perspective. Everything needs to stop, the mass killing, but that doesn't mean we want them to step in and take away our sovereignty and our rights.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the mass murder is a feature, not a bug, right? And they're trying to foment this on both sides. So they're telling the Arabs that, hey, you know, the Jews are killing you, and look here what they did in Gaza, and isn't this terrible? They bombed a hospital, there was children there, and you know, whatever. And you know, some of that is true. And then they say to the Jews, yeah, oh, look at these Arabs, they're chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which by the way means all of you need to die or go somewhere else. And so, you know, the Jews look at that and say, oh my goodness, They want to eliminate us from the face of the earth. What barbarians. And so, you know, there's legitimate things that are being said on all sides. And if you don't look at the other side, what I'm trying to say here is we are being manipulated on a massive scale. And if you put yourself in the position of somebody who is only getting one side of the propaganda, right? You're a Ukrainian, you're a Jew in Israel, you're an Arab in Gaza, and all you're seeing is that one side of the story. You don't understand that the other side of the border or whatever is getting a totally different propaganda narrative, and they're also seeing horrible images of dead women and children. They're also being told that these people want to kill you. They're also being told that these people are savages and barbarians. You know, we need to stop for a minute and recognize, wait, first of all these people are created in the image of God. That's what the Bible teaches us. We need to stop dehumanizing other people. It's just That's really dangerous.
Very important statement. Yes.
Yep. And so, you know, I think we just need to look at this really through a biblical lens and say, look, each of these people has value. Each of these people is a human being. Some of these people may have been manipulated or radicalized into doing things that are obviously quite inappropriate. But if you look at it only from the information that they're getting, only from the perspective that they're seeing, well, you know, a lot of people would react like that. And so, you know, it's just in the end, I think they want people to hate other people. And that's what I think is really the key takeaway. They want us hating other people. And you see that in America, where the fake news is telling Black people that white people are oppressors, and every bad thing that ever happened in the world is because of white supremacy and systemic injustice. They're deliberately fomenting hatred. They're deliberately trying to turn us against other human beings and have us think of them as less than human, have us think of them as somebody who is disposable, somebody that we need to kill or destroy to protect ourselves. And we need to just step back and say, no, wait a minute here. That person may be really misinformed, right? The lunatic with the Joe Biden sign in front of his house may be really, really manipulated, watching way too much CNN, but he's still a human being. And if he had access to the same information that I have access to, he probably wouldn't come to those absurd conclusions. He probably wouldn't be reporting me to the police for not wearing my face diaper. He wouldn't be firing me from my job for not taking the vaccine. So we need to step back and just have some sympathy, understand that our fellow human beings are being propagandized, they're being manipulated, and have some grace for that because, hey, you know, the first one of us who hasn't been manipulated, who hasn't fallen into the propaganda trap, you know, you take the prize. We're all guilty of that. And I think it really begins with just seeing other people as human beings. And, you know, Jesus had some really good advice on this. Like, even those who hate you, you should love them. Even those who persecute you, you should love them. And if people would follow that kind of advice, it'd be much more difficult for these evil-doing globalists to convince us that that guy is a piece of trash who needs to be eliminated and have his home destroyed and be hauled off to a concentration camp. It would be much, much more difficult for these evil-doing globalists to get away with their evil.
Well, this is the fifth generation warfare that we're seeing, because even though they knew these tactics forever, they've gotten really good at it. And this is the manipulation tactics of there's even higher tech stuff that they're doing. But we're in the middle of it and we're experiencing it. The only way we're going to win is to zoom out and to be more rational. But there's more
things that they're trying to cram down our throats. So we need to wake up quickly here and not get sucked into these games. What is going on with the CBDCs? I mean, you've been really researching this with what Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum and all these clowns are trying to do to us when it comes to the CBDC. Can you talk about that and the identity, you know, the digital identity and all the BS they're doing there?
There are so many supplements out there, it's confusing what's best for optimizing your health. Beyond getting your basic nutrition, if there's one vital ingredient for optimal health, it's carbon 60. Why? Because carbon 60 is the world's most effective supplement at reducing inflammation and increasing longevity. Inflammation is a major contributing factor of almost all disease, including Alzheimer's, asthma, cancer, heart disease, obesity, and COVID vaccine injury. If you are serious about your health, try carbon 60. Be careful though, not all carbon 60 supplements are equal. I recommend carbon 60 by Live Longer Labs, the scientists who first brought you carbon 60 that was suitable for human consumption. They were also first to bring you carbon 60 in pill form, first to incorporate black seed oil and curcumin, and first to incorporate frequency technology that gives you full spectrum health. You can be confident that you will be buying the absolute best. Buy or learn more with the link below or go to sarahwestall.com under shop.
Yeah, so the UN and Bill Gates, actually specifically the UN Development Program, which claims to be the lead agency in charge of fighting economic inequality and, you know, all these other fake topics that they've picked, they have announced publicly what they're calling the rollout of digital public infrastructure. So they've got a plan they call the 50 in 5 plan, where they've got 50 governments, mostly kleptocracies, dictatorships, socialist regimes, and some richer governments as well. Singapore, Norway, I believe, is participating, a few of the others. And these 50 governments have agreed that they're going to impose within the next 5 years on their populations what they're calling digital public infrastructure, or digital public goods, DPI or DPG. And these include, as per their definition, central bank digital currencies, which, by the way, will be a tool of total surveillance, social engineering, and control, unlike anything people could have even imagined a few generations ago. They include national digital IDs, including biometric information, which eventually will become global. They include digital vaccine and health certificates and passports that the World Health Organization is rolling out now. They actually have announced this publicly. They're taking the European Union's infrastructure, the computer programs and so on, making that now global, and all the infrastructure to make that happen, the payment systems, etc., and obviously the data that will go with all of that, right? Your national digital ID is going to be attached to all sorts of information about you, and that will go into the programming of your CBDCs. So they're now doing this openly, and people need to understand that this is going to create a panopticon unlike anything that even the fiction writers of the last 100 years could have imagined. And by panopticon, you know, it's the mythical prison where every prisoner can be watched every moment of every day. There is no privacy. There is no place to hide. That's what they're building right now. But in addition to just being able to watch everything you do, they want to be able to control everything you do by programming the central bank digital currency so that you can be rewarded if you're a good slave, and you can be punished if you're a bad slave, without even having to haul you off to a concentration camp necessarily, so that people will behave themselves as those in authority want, without even have to resort to, you know, brute force of yesteryear. So this is happening now, right? This isn't some like hypothetical threat that's going to exist in the future. This is being built now. They're putting out the press releases. Governments around the world are moving on this. States all across the United States are rolling out digital ID programs. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury are working on central bank digital currencies. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming very, very soon if we don't stop it. And once the trap closes, this isn't something that we can just say, oh, you know, maybe the CBDCs weren't such a good idea. Let's go back to what we had before. No, once the trap closes, that's it. It's not going to open up again. You're stuck.
Well, let's talk about that famous study. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where they studied the prison. They actually put people into that environment and studied it. Can you talk about what it does to the person's psychology, you know, their psyche, when they're in that environment where they're watched?
Yeah, what it does is it causes you to consider every action and every thought in light of what those who are supervising you would want. It completely and radically changes human behavior. It destroys innovation. It destroys any sense of worth or self-dignity. It is an the ultimate tool of humiliation, control, demoralization, and ultimately dehumanization. The end goal here is for the surviving people on this planet, and depending on which globalist evildoer you talk to, they like 500 million to a billion. But those survivors would be basically cogs in a machine, disposable cogs in a machine, who would be allowed to exist, provide they're useful. And then as soon as they're not, as soon as they buck the system, as soon as they don't function as the controllers of the system want, they would be disposed of. That's the world that these megalomaniacs are building around us if we don't stop them. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer and closer. I mean, we need to stop them, hopefully very soon, before this gets much further. Because again, once you get past the point of no return, it becomes very, very difficult to ever extricate ourselves from this. And that has been the human experience, right? Liberty, once it's lost, is not easy to regain. And so folks, we're facing really, really serious problems up ahead, and we've got to get involved.
You're absolutely right. And they understand. I mean, there's been a lot of psychological experiments in that way where they studied that. They know what the outcome is. They know what it does to humanity, and they don't care. I mean, this is why you and so many others say this is just evil. It's an evil agenda, because they know what it does to the human psyche, and they don't care.
Yep. I mean, they know what it does to the human psyche, and they love it. Right? This is what they want for us. This is the future they want for us. They want to eradicate love. They want to eradicate joy. They want to eradicate meaning, because they are psychopaths. They are megalomaniacs. They are evil to the core, unfortunately, and they are serving their father, right? The devil. So we need to understand that this isn't just like people with bad policy ideas, right? And there are some at the useful idiot level who think, oh, yeah, if we just have a world government, we'll get rid of war. Oh, yeah, if the government just takes over everything, we'll have equality. These are people who are very gullible, very naive, very brainwashed. But when you get to the rung above that, these are people who have a passionate hatred for God, a passionate hatred for humanity, a passionate hatred for beauty and truth and love and kindness, and they are unbelievably dangerous. And unfortunately, they've been with humanity, you know, from the start. Any society you look at, you always have some segment of the population that is just wicked beyond what normal people can imagine. You know, normal people are out trying to figure out, you know, how do I feed my family? How do I, you know, have a nicer home? How do I repair my bathroom? How do I pay my mortgage? They're not thinking about how do I enslave my fellow human beings and reduce the population. But there is a segment of the population in all societies that think like that. And they need to be restrained, right? They need to be kept in check. And unfortunately, these people are attracted to power centers. That's so they're right. Attracted to institutions like government. They're attracted to institutions like law enforcement and lawmaking and military. And so that's why you need really, really strong mechanisms to protect all of humanity, all of society, from these kinds of evildoers. And our founding fathers in America did a pretty good job of that through the creation of the Constitution. They put in checks and balances. They tried to create incentive structures that would make it more difficult for any one person to hijack all this machinery and you know, use it to oppress and destroy and murder and steal and things. But unfortunately, you know, that will only hold if and when people understand those principles, if and when people enforce those limitations, and they're rapidly breaking off those shackles to the point where they'll be able to do what they want. And God help us at that point. So
it's just amazing, because the average person just can't get their head wrapped around the fact that they could be this evil. It's kind of like you have to hire, like when you hire hackers, the government or intelligence agencies have to hire actual bad guys to figure out hacking, because a good person just won't let their mind go there. So they hire actual criminals to help them so that they can find the criminals. It's the same kind of thing. We are at a major disadvantage because our brain doesn't think that way. But you are trying to make a difference. You've been fighting this fight for I don't know how long now, trying to get our educational system to just be better so children aren't propagandized into being good little soldiers to take away their freedom. Can you talk about that? Because that's an important part of us fighting this agenda.
Yeah, it's a critical part of fighting this agenda. In fact, I believe it is the single most critical part of fighting this agenda. That's why I wrote my latest book, Indoctrinating Our Children to Death. This is the mechanism that they're using to enslave us. It is the most important mechanism. Fake media is important. Government propaganda is important. All these things are important. The open border, the huge taxes, the Federal Reserve scam, the endless war. All of these are really important mechanisms that they're using to steal our freedom, to enslave us, and to build one world tyranny. But the most important mechanism by far is the indoctrination of children through the public schools. And unfortunately, when you look at the history of this, this has actually been going on from the very beginning of government education. The very first people to propose and then to implement government schools always had in mind turning children away from God, turning children against their families, turning children against their country, turning children against their freedoms. And this is documented. We've got the primary source documents of these people saying these things. So when you understand that's the most important weapon that they have at their disposal. And we have to stop thinking about it as education. There is no education going on there. That's the dirty secret. And that's not my opinion. The federal government itself, this is amazing. The federal government itself will tell you this, right? They do something every 2 years called the National Assessment of Educational Progress. They call it the NAEP. It's the nation's report card, so-called. And they say in there, according to their findings, they do a representative survey of a group of government school victims across the country. Their data shows that less than 1 in 3 victims of government school are even proficient in anything that we expect them to be learning. English, reading, writing, math, science, history, civics. They don't know any of that stuff. They're not even proficient at it. So what are they learning? Well, they're learning global citizenship. They're learning paganism. They're learning godlessness. They're learning collectivism. They're learning tyranny. They're learning slavery. They're learning revolution. They're learning the UN's vision of human rights. They're learning diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're learning critical race theory. These are all tools of evildoers to enslave humanity. And it's not even that they're being taught this. They're being conditioned very much like circus animals through behavioral conditioning can be trained to, you know, jump through hoops. That's what they're doing to your children. And that's why you can't reason them out of these things, right? And parents who have children who are, you know, 15, 16, 18, 20 now, all across the country, I meet them. And they say, I can't even talk to my kids anymore. As soon as I say, you're a rapist, you're a sexist, right? And they just start drooling, just like Pavlov's dogs. They're not actually thinking about this. This is a response to a given stimulus that was instilled in them through careful behavioral conditioning, through psychological manipulation. And so you could give them all the facts and the evidence in the world. You could give them logical arguments till the cows come home. It's not going to make any difference because they didn't reason their way into these positions. They were trained and conditioned to have these responses. So it's very, very difficult to undo once the damage has been done. And at this point, they're out of the closet on it. The UN is openly working to standardize education around the world. The global education system is openly based on the teachings of Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. They say so in their own documents. So moms and dads, there's nothing more important you can do in the struggle for righteousness and truth and freedom than protect your children from this wickedness.
Well, my kids went to private schools. They both graduated from college, and they were set up much better than the fellow kids. And I coached a lot of these kids, and I don't think that these kids were any different than the kids that went to the private schools. They're just as capable. They're great kids. They just didn't get the same opportunities. My kids and kids that are around them, there was a marked difference in their opportunities after high school and their preparation. You know, I taught at college too, and I couldn't believe how behind these kids were writing and basic critical thinking skills. And I, you know, I look at my kids and how much more advanced they were than the average kid coming out of high school. And again, it wasn't because the kids were inferior in any kind of way. They just weren't prepared. But now I look at even my kids and their experience and the schools that they went to are also being indoctrinated and aren't as good as they really could be because they are prone to all these, you know, the teachers go to the same training schools and ideas are still being infiltrated into these private schools. They're better. And there's a lot of parents fighting, but those are struggling too. So can we talk a little bit about homeschooling and the fact that these kids, if you have a good
homeschooling program that those kids are actually set up to do better.
Yeah, all very important points. And I hope people will take that to heart. There are still a lot of good private schools out there in the world, but private schools are under massive attack. And you're right. The teachers, a lot of them are getting education degrees from the same woke, brainwashed colleges in our state colleges or state universities. A lot of them are even using the same. Like Catholic schools are a good example. Half of the Catholic diocese in America voluntarily chose to use Common Core. Why in the world would they do that, right? Why would a parent want to pay extra money to have their kids learn from the same garbage that the kids in the government schools are learning from? It's preposterous, and yet they're doing it. You've got private schools that are using government school curricula, government school textbooks. It really is unbelievable. And so, unfortunately, you even see this sometimes in homeschooling. You get parents who don't realize, you know, they've been brainwashed into this education paradigm. They're trying to replicate. They know the public schools are bad, but they're trying to replicate what the public schools do at the dinner table. Right? Well, we got to have, you know, this math curriculum and this. Why would you do that? You fled the public school because it sucks so bad. Why would you want to do that at your house? And so I think we really need to fundamentally rethink the whole thing, Sarah. And a couple of years ago, I started just asking some of the really basic questions, like, what is the purpose of education? And obviously, a lot of that depends on your worldview. Why? What is the meaning of life? Why are you here? Right? That's going to inform and color your view on the purpose of education. I asked Google, what is the purpose of education? And Google told me, the purpose of education was to give children the skills and knowledge to become successful members of their society. The AI told me the same thing. And I thought about it for a minute and I said, oh, so I wonder what that looks like in Nazi Germany. I wonder what that looks like in communist China. I wonder what that looks like in Cambodia under Pol Pot. I mean, does that mean you're really good at rounding up your fellow citizens to be tortured and executed? I mean, what does it mean to be a successful member of a society? What does it mean to be a successful member of this degenerate society we live in right now? Well, nothing good, right? Is that what you want for your children? I also asked Google, by the way, fun fact, whether men could get pregnant. And Google says, of course. So that's how much stock you should put in what Google thinks. But now I encourage people to really think about this. What is it that you want for your children from education? And so when you start with these really basic questions about just the fundamental presuppositions that everybody's still trapped within, I think that'll help you come up with a better idea. So I do believe homeschooling is the gold standard. I recommend it to anybody and everybody that can do it, which, frankly, I believe anybody can do this. I don't believe anybody loves your children more than you do. I don't believe anybody's better qualified than you. I recognize not everybody will do that. And so, you know, if you do decide to go to a private school, I recommend that you do your due diligence. I serve on the board of a private online K-12 school. We serve over 1,000 students around the world. It's a great, great option. There are others out there like that are doing this. But, you know, I would really encourage you, parents, one of the most important decisions you're ever going to make in your life is how your children are going to be educated. And so, put a lot of thought into it. You know, you spend a lot of time researching whether you should take this drug or not take this drug. You take a lot of time researching whether you should buy this car or that car. The minds, the souls, the hearts, the future of your children is infinitely more important than what kind of car you're going to drive. Just spend some time thinking about it and praying about it, because that's going to have lifelong implications for your children and your grandchildren and all of us.
That's right. And there really is a marked difference when they get a good education, a good learning how to critically think, learning how to challenge ideas, really deep learning. There's a marked difference in their ability to be successful in whatever they want to do.
That's exactly right. And that's what the data shows, right? The National Home Education Research Institute, NERI, they've done a lot of studies and research on the homeschool community. And what they have found is that homeschoolers, on average, are doing orders of magnitude better than the victims of government schools. They get better jobs. They get paid more. They're better socialized. They're better communicators. They're more active in their community. They're more tolerant. I mean, everything that you would want. They're less likely to do drugs. Right? Their marriages are more likely to be successful. So pretty much on every metric that you can track, yes. Not even talking about academics, I mean, they're running circles around the poor victims of government schools on academics, your homeschool children are going to do better. Now, that doesn't mean every homeschool is the ideal homeschool, but it means that on average, they're going to do much better. And I tell parents to encourage them, like, you can't do worse than the government schools. I mean, the government schools are designed to destroy your children. How could you possibly do worse than that? So, you know, don't worry too much about doing it perfect, but do understand this is an absolutely critical thing. Do not, under any circumstances, hand your children over to this degenerate, lying, dishonest, mass murdering government if you love them.
Well, and I just remember my kids coming back from school and their friends, and they could look us in the eyes. They were polite, respectful. They could hold conversations with us that were seemed years above their, you know, their grade. But then some of these other kids that I was coaching, I could get to them and I had great conversations. But in general, they couldn't look the adults in the eyes. They couldn't have the conversations. They didn't have the confidence. I mean, those are just basic skills that a child needs, and they're not going to get it unless they have caring, loving adults that allow them to flourish. And so that's what I mean. Not all homeschools are good either if they don't have those basic elements that allow them to flourish.
That's exactly right. And, you know, today, this is a better time to pull your children out than ever before. I mean, there's more resources, there's more information, there's more data, there's more homeschool co-ops than there has been since government took over education. So, do the right thing. Think about it. Pray about it. Recognize that there's a lot of support, a lot of resources out there. I serve as the executive director. It's a volunteer position for Public School Exit. We can, you know, walk you through everything from, you know, the legal aspect. How do you legally pull your children out to, you know, how do you select a curriculum? How do you find funding if you need funding? You know, if you're a single mom and husband ran away and you got, you know, five kids, we can help you with that too. So there are a lot of organizations and ministries out there working on this. And folks, do the right thing. You know, learn what's going on here and recognize that they are preparing children through the public school system for an unimaginably horrific future. They're not learning how to think. They're not learning anything that we would normally think of as useful. And so parents, do the right thing, pray about it, and get your kids out.
Okay. So where do they get a copy of their book, your book, and where can people follow you?
So the easiest place to get a copy of my book is probably Amazon, as much as I dislike Amazon. If you're willing to pay for shipping and wait a couple of weeks, you can get it from my website. It's libertysentinel.org. People can sign up for the free newsletter there as well. It's also in bookstores. There's a lot of ministries, churches, organizations, nonprofits that are selling it as well. So people can get it that way. But you know, if you want a signed copy and you're willing to wait a couple of weeks, go to libertysentinel.org/shop. Otherwise, Amazon or a bookstore will have it too. So.
Thank you, Alex. You are absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all that you do. God bless you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.